Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. This morning, Christy Schallenberger in the host's chair.
Good morning.
Have a radio repeating, so one of my guests will have to turn down their radio so we don't have that bounce back. But without any further ado, here's Christy Schallenberger.
House payments, utility, and laundry tokens. Hello. That money is coming from federal funding under the Coronavirus Relief Fund. With us today is Peter Yvonne, Chief Operating Officer of ABCP Regional Housing Authority. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning.
So, before we dive into the financial assistance, you were fishing yesterday. How was that?
It actually went, well, kind of slow, actually. We kind of went downriver first and then went up river and got a few, though, but so we're pretty happy with that.
Mm-hmm. So, moving on, tell us more about this funding. How much did you receive?
Where is it going to? Well, it's basically through the CARES Act, the HUD funding, and we received a pretty good chunk of money, obviously, on behalf of the tribes. And so we reached out to all the tribes to basically get what their priorities would be. And one of the biggest ones was for this service to basically give rental, housing, and utility and laundry tokens to their tribal members. So that's what we're trying to do.
And how much did you receive?
It was $4.6 million.
So who can apply for this funding?
It's actually pretty wide-ranging. Normally, through this emergency voucher assistance program, normally it is only our tribal members, but because of what HUD is allowing us to do, non-Indian and over-income families are actually eligible as well, as long as they show us evidence that the coronavirus has impacted their income.
So how can they apply?
They can contact us directly. Me and Catherine Cedars, she's the program manager, and then also our rental manager, Lena Brink, and then also our occupant specialists, Pete Siskook and Nellie Agimok, are all working together to get to basically we'll get this done. And Leonard Augustine, he's our tribal grant manager.
So what are the best phone numbers to reach you guys?
Well, our general number, it's 907-543-3121 is our general office number, and you can ask for any of us.
And what do people have to present to show that they need these funds because of the coronavirus pandemic?
Right. Well, we developed a policy to basically just for a specific purpose, and they have to show that they are in some type of need, whether it be utility cutoff or whether it be that they're in danger of losing their rental or their home. So yeah, we do require some documentation, but it is a really good program, and so we're looking to hopefully have people apply.
Mm-hmm. So basically, present, hey, I'm too.
Yeah, just some documentation, basically just to show that that they have been impacted by the coronavirus and that they have either lost their job or they're on furlough or anything like that, then that's sufficient.
And how many households in the region does ABCP Housing believe are in need of this program?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How many households in this region, the YK Delta, does ABCP Housing believe need this program?
I mean, to be honest, it's kind of hard to tell. Obviously, a lot of villages, a lot of households in the region have been impacted pretty heavily by this, whether it be, obviously the school shut down and a lot of offices have closed, a lot of stores are limiting their hours, things like that. So we do believe that it's a heavy need because when we reached out to a lot of those tribes, this was a heavy priority that was given to us. And there are other priorities, but this was probably the most popular one.
You announced the program last week. How many people have applied? Do you know that offhand?
I actually don't. Like I said, we're just kind of rolling it out now because we waited for because we wanted to make sure we got the appropriate priorities from the tribes to let us know what they wanted us to do. And so we just basically had our Exxon Board of Commissioners approve us to go ahead and move forward. And Mark Charlie, our CEO, also wanted us to get this done. So to be honest, offhand, I do not know that number yet, but we are expecting a pretty good number.
What was the application process like? Was it clear?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we have a direct application, and it's actually been reworked just to basically make sure that that we're able to, for the, like I said, we open it up to additional people that normally we're not eligible because normally it's just tribal members, but we have adjusted that application to make sure it's appropriate for this purpose.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell give us the contact numbers again?
Sure. Yeah, no, it's just our general office number, which is available online, and if you check on Google, all the above, but it is 907-543-3121.
And I just want to clarify, this can go to this money will also go to tribes as well.
Yeah, well, for the region, yeah. Bethel is actually covered by ONC, and so that is their territory for Bethel. Our rental units, obviously, we do cover, but no, for Bethel, it is ONC's area, but it would be for all the tribes and the villages that have made us their tribally designated housing entity. And so we have, I believe, 52, and so that is the majority of them. So any of those tribes that have designated us, that's the funding that we have received, and those are the people that we're going to serve. And like I said, it is for any over-income, even over-income families or non-native are actually eligible for this one.
Over-income and non-native families are eligible for this one?
Yep, for this one. Yeah, this, like I said, it's generally usually for tribe members only. But for this one, the federal government has basically designated us or told us that this needs to be eligible for everybody.
Okay. And how... Is it a rolling application, or do you need to?
It is first come, first serve. We do have, like I said, pretty good pool of money, and so it is first come, first serve. And like I said, we have to have the documentation, and there is that application process and approval process. But it's pretty wide ranging.
Is there a cap to how much money a household can receive?
It is $500 per household.
And that covers, like, payments of rent or house payments, utility, and laundry?
Yeah, house payments, rental, utility, and even laundry tokens for people that, you know, because in here in Buffalo, for some of our rentals, we do have people that, you know, need those laundry tokens that they have to pay for normally.
Mm-hmm. Well, and on a more personal note, how have you and your family
pandemic? For me and my family? We're doing okay. My wife is in the health aid department here at YKHC, and so she is pretty much directly involved with all of that and stuff. But we try to keep isolated. We do go to work. We do keep our kids here, and we try to keep limitations on who comes over and things like that. I did post Bethel Family Clinic has those signs that I've actually posted right in our yard, and you know, because it is important to make sure people are notified of what's going on, and you know that they're keeping it clean, keeping it safe, and keeping their distance.
Mm-hmm. How have you explained it to your kids? You have 5 kids, so that must be a pretty crowded, pretty busy household.
Yeah, no, for sure, with the 5 kids and stuff, and then they got their friends kind of rolling by sometimes, but no, we try to keep the distance and stuff, but no, yeah, with the 5 kids, it keeps us busy as it is, so it's always fun.
Okay, are there any more final thoughts or words about this funding that you have for housing assistance and financial?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a great program. It's the Emergency Voucher Assistance Program. That's the exact name for it. And if anybody would like to reach out or would like to get more information on it, they can definitely contact our office. We are open. Well, we have staff. Our office is actually closed just because of the coronavirus, but we do have full staff back in just because this is an important program, and we have the other programs that we're trying to get off the ground. So, yeah, they can call us anytime.
Okay, and what was that number again?
It is 907-543-3121.
907-543-3121. 3121. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Peter, for coming on this morning, and I'm glad you had a pretty good fishing day, it sounds like, yesterday, and I hope to talk with you soon.
No, no, for sure. Yeah, tomorrow's another one, so everybody get out there. Go get some fish. They're running pretty good. They should be running pretty good tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you, Christy. I appreciate the time.
That was Peter Yvonne, Chief Operating Officer of ABC Housing. Talking about financial assistance for families.
If you need money, rent, mortgage, utility, and laundry tokens because of the coronavirus.
I'm your host,
Christy Schallenberger.
Thank you, Christy. It leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's, don't forget to soak up this awesomeness and share it with each other. It's a great day out there. Hope everyone had a good day fishing. Hope everyone's putting smiles on their face and, again, being awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today. We got a little more time this morning, so here's a song to share with you. Here's Al Green, Tired of Being Alone, going out to anybody quarantined alone.